It's just comedy.
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
I'm with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio.
Also, my podcasts are free of ads, so you can enjoy the programs commercial-free. If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
Chasing Sanborn Hour. This is kind of a new one. But it's a variety show. New to the podcast, I mean. Chasing Sanborn. This is, as I said, it's a variety show, which means it has singing and acting and comedy and a little bit of everything. Hence the word variety. This one is the final appearance of W.C. Fields on a Chase and Sanborn Hour. I don't have the details in front of me, but I believe there was some sort of controversy with W.C. Fields, and this is his last episode on that program. This is the 17th episode, and if I'm wrong, maybe there was no controversy, maybe it's just his last appearance. Anyway, ever wonder why do people do... And it's like a universal thing. It could be someone from China, Japan, India, Brazil, all over the world. People always do as they're thinking. It's kind of a funny thing that I find to be humors me. August 29th, 1937. Dramatic pause.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, the superb blend which you can now get at such a reasonable price, present the Chase and Sanborn Hour, and your host, Don Ameche. Yes, this is the Chase and Sanborn Hour, and this is Don Ameche with a warm welcome from all of us. From Nelson Eddy, whose glorious voice has made him one of the best-beloved singers of our day. From public funny man number one, our own W.C. Fields. From lovely Dorothy L'Amour.
Well, aren't you going to mention Bergen?
Charlie, please.
Well, it never hurts to get your name in, Bergen.
And, of course, from that inseparable and inimitable pair, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. We hope you'll enjoy our show and that we can count you as friends and, of course, friends of Chase and Sanborn. Robert Ironbrewster puts his welcome into music with a new tune, Feeling Like a Million. Charlie McCarthy and Mr. Gazzola Lemonade and Hot Dog Stand. Well, how's business, Charlie?
Well, buzzing right along, buzzing right along. You'd think it was bank night around here. Oh, Mr. Gazzola, have you got plenty of hot dogs?
Oh, bet you my life. Say, look, Charlie, how much are we going to charge you?
We're going to charge you, 8 cents for lemonade. And 10 cents for hot dogs.
I think maybe we better sell the hot dogs for 5 cents, huh?
No, definitely no. Ten cents.
I think 5 cents would be better.
No. All right. Tell you what we'll do. We'll compromise, and we'll sell them for a dime.
Oh, that's a much better. Sure.
You know, Mr. Gazzolo, there's an old Chinese proverb that reads.
What does all this mean, huh?
Well, when you translate it into English, it means if you can't sell hot dogs for 10 cents apiece, they ain't worth handling.
Oh, that's right. Sure. Smart the people is a Chinese engine, huh?
Oh, very brilliant, yes.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bergen. What do you think of our lemonade stand here? See all the flowers our friends gave us?
Well, aren't they beautiful?
Yes, we find them amusing, yes.
Do you mind if I taste your lemonade?
Oh, not at all. I don't even care if you buy some.
I see. Charlie, this lemonade doesn't taste as good as last week's.
No?
No.
That's funny. Can't understand that. It's the same lemonade.
It seems a bit weak.
Weak, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. Maybe I squoze the lemon too hard.
Maybe you did. Well, anyway, Charlie, I want to buy 6 lemonades and 4 hot dogs.
You do?
Yes.
Woo-wee!
How much will that be?
Oh, boy, buzzing right along. Let me see. 6 lemonades and 4 hot dogs. How much is that, Mr. Gazzolo?
6 lemonade dogs that are 4 times 10 cents apiece, eh?
That's 4 times 10 cents. Are you anywhere near an answer?
Charlie, I think I went past it.
Yeah, I was afraid you would.
Look, how much you got?
No. Now, you tell me first.
What's the trouble here? Can't you figure it up?
Well, it's a kind of a sticker, Bergen.
Yes?
Could you come back a little later?
No. I'm sorry. I want 6 lemonades and 4 hot dogs.
Yes.
And I want them now.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, you have a right to that. Yeah. Let's see. Are you sure you can use that many?
Yeah.
No use getting overstocked, you know.
No, I know.
See, you wouldn't want to buy them one at a time, would you?
No.
No, I guess you wouldn't know.
I want them all, and I want them now. How much is it?
What are you willing to pay?
No. What do you mean, what am I willing to pay?
Well, how much had you planned on spending?
No. Whatever is right.
I see. Well, we don't even know that. I'll tell you, being a friend of mine, I'll try and get your price.
All right.
I'll talk to my partner.
All right.
Gazzolo, how much is it? Hurry up, how much is it?
Well, it's 8 cents and 8 cents, yeah. And 8 cents.
No, you can't do it that way. You have to multiply. You see, you multiply 6 lemonades times 8 cents.
Yeah, but he wants 4 hot dogs.
Oh, yes. Well, then you have to multiply 4 hot dogs times 6 lemonades. I'll do it myself. Carry 4. Well, I got an answer, but it can't be right.
What do you got then?
It comes out 13 hamburgers. That can't be right. No, I can't. I think maybe I forgot to carry the mustard.
Well, look, give it some piccalilli on the side.
That ought to square it, yeah.
Look, here's a pencil with an eraser on the one end of it.
Yeah, well, we need is a pencil with a brain on the end of it.
Are you or are you not going to sell me that lemonade?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Bergen. I'll give you a bowl full of it for $1.
Well,
for another quarter, I'll throw in Gazzolo.
No. Would you rather that I drop back in 10 minutes?
Well, we may not be in business that long.
Charlie, how much profit are you showing in this business?
Profit?
Yes.
If it doesn't pick up, I'll starve, Bergen.
Is that so? Yeah. Well, you can always drink the lemonade.
Yeah. I'll starve before I'll drink that stuff. Mr. Bergen, you're a friend of mine.
Yes.
And as a friend of mine, I would like to see you a part owner of this lemonade stand.
Is that so?
Yes, as a friend of mine.
A part owner?
Yes, as a friend.
I see. You mean you need money?
Must you be so blunt? I see. The fact of the matter is, Bergen, we need a backer.
A backer?
Yes, for a new lemon.
I see.
I'll make you a preferred creditor.
Mm-hmm. And what are the advantages of being a preferred creditor here?
Well, the others won't know for 90 days. They won't get their money back, but I'll tell you right now.
I see. Well, before I can invest any money in this business, I must see the books.
The books, yes. Oh, you want books?
Yes.
What do you read? Fiction or nonfiction?
I want to see the financial statement of this business.
Oh, yeah, you want fiction. I see. Well, there it is. It's all on one page right there.
Oh, I see. Right here.
Yeah.
But, Charlie, this is a blank page.
Blank page?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. That's yesterday's business. Here's today's business.
Oh, yeah. Well, this page is blank, too.
Is that so? Well, that shows you, Bergen, we're holding our own.
Yeah. Now, Charlie, tell me the truth.
Uh-huh.
What are your assets?
Well, I'll tell you, Bergen. We have lemons, 15 cents, sugar, 10 cents, and charity, 20 cents.
Oh, I see, yeah. And what is this 20 cents for charity?
Well, it's a needy cause. It's for the FELSO.
And what is this FELSO?
It's the Financially Embarrassed Lemonade Stand Operators.
Oh, I see.
Well, no matter what happens to Charlie's big business venture, we're sure it won't upset him much because the first lady of his heart is about to sing. Dorothy Lamour has a song that should appeal to Charlie or to anyone else. Dorothy Lamour sings the new hit tune, The First Time I Saw You.
The first time I saw you, I knew at a glance I was meant to be yours, yours alone. As I stood before you, my heart seemed to dance, and I prayed you would call me your own. When I look in your eyes, I am thrilled to the sky, and I feel like a queen on a throne. The first time I saw you, I knew at a glance I was meant to be yours, yours alone.
Song makes us think of romantic lands, and it is in those picturesque countries near the equator that coffee is grown. There are many interesting facts about coffee, and a few of them, which you'll hear now, are worth real money to you.
It's important that coffee should be properly grown, properly prepared and shipped, carefully selected, skillfully blended and roasted. Yet you lose the benefits of all this care unless you get coffee fresh. For any blend, if it's stale, has a flat, rancid taste. You want high-quality coffee, of course. But you also want it fresh. And fortunately, nowadays, when you buy the blend that's made from the world's choice coffees, you're sure of freshness, too. For Chase and Sanborn dated coffee is constantly being roasted in our many great ovens. And from the one nearest you, this superb blend is rushed to your grocer. It's freshness guaranteed by the date of delivery on the bag. As you can see, it takes a tremendous organization to rush freshly roasted coffee to grocers all over the United States and Canada. In fact, only Chase and Sanborn can do this, for we use the world's greatest fresh food delivery system, the 3,500 rapid delivery cars that bring fresh Fleischmann's yeast to grocers every day. With this rapid delivery service and our dating system, you get fresh coffee without paying for expensive containers. Instead, we pack Chase and Sanborn dated coffee in an economical dated bag. And with the money we save, we can give you richer, more delicious coffee at a low price. Try Chase and Sanborn dated coffee, hot or iced. Buy a pound from your grocer tomorrow. On the air, on records, in pictures, on the concert stage, in every corner of the United States, the voice of Nelson Eddy is known and loved. For us, he sings a brilliant melody from the Countess Maritza. Nelson Eddy singing, Play Gypsies, Play.
Friends and sweethearts follow summer, flying like the swallow, from the winter to a sunny shore. If I could have my way, with gypsies I would stray. For friendship I don't care, I'd wander as air. I'd be a happy rover, I would run about wide world over. To my gypsy comrades I would say, play gypsies, dance gypsies, and all I say, and through our youth may time, long play time, not ever gay. We only live for just one day. The willow is the pleasure guide.
Irish peasants were singing an old, old love song, which the passing of time has made even more beautiful and more appealing. Nelson Eddy sings it for us. Believe me, if all those endearing young charms.
Believe me, if all change by tomorrow and fleet in my arms like fairy gifts fading away. Thou would still be adored as this moment that let thy loveliness fade as it will, and around but dear ruin each wish of my heart would entwine itself verdantly still. It is not while beauty and youth are thine own, and thy cheeks unprofaned by a tear, that the fervor and faith of a soul can be known, to which time will but sunflower turns on her god when he sets. The same look which she turned when he
on the Mexican border, almost anything is likely to happen. And it certainly does in Porter Emerson Brown's comedy drama, The Bad Man. It's a grand play, and we're going to have a grand time doing it. For Dorothy L'Amour is going to play Lucy, the lady in the case. Nelson Eddy will be Gilbert, the young man with a load of trouble. And I'm going to play Pancho Lopez, the bad man.
The Bad Man. The scene is the ranch house of Gilbert Jones on the Mexican border. In the last year, things have gone badly for Gilbert. His cattle have been stolen, his crops have failed, and now he's about to lose his ranch. For the wealthy Morgan Pell is going to foreclose the mortgage. Pell is outside when his wife, Lucy, stops Gilbert in the living room of the ranch house.
Gil, what will you do if you and your uncle have to give up your ranch?
Oh, I don't know. Get a job somewhere, punch cows, or maybe join the Rangers. And I can always send Uncle Henry back to Maine.
Oh, I wish I could do something to help. I've talked to my husband, but he says it's business.
After all, Lucy, if he holds the mortgage on my ranch and I haven't the $10,000 to pay it, well...
But it isn't fair. Oh, Gil, to think that after all these years, we had to meet again.
All these years? You talk as though you were 100.
It's 8 years since you went away. Gil, why didn't you come to see me before you went?
Well, it was pride, I guess. I was broke.
Only pride? Because you were poor? Oh, Gil.
I hope to pick a fortune off a tree somewhere and come back and surprise you with it. I was going to buy an automobile, one of those low ones, as long as a Pullman car, and fill it full of roses, drive up to your door and take you away in it. We couldn't find a fortune tree. I guess they don't grow.
Gil, what's that?
I don't know. You stay here, Lucy. I'll be right back.
Gil, don't leave me. Gil!
Ah, senor, you will put the hands off too, please, Pedro. You'll keep these people out here. I will call them when I want them.
Si, senor.
Ah, senor. Oh, what a beautiful prisoner, huh?
Prisoner?
Oh, si, senor. You are my prisoner. But permit me to introduce myself. I am Pancho Lopez. You have heard of me, perhaps?
Well, I,
What? You have not heard of Pancho Lopez, the bandit, the bad man?
Yes. Yes, but you aren't going to...
No. I am not going to shoot you, senora. Go here.
What do you want?
How old are you?
26.
26? Oh, he's pretty old. Let me see your teeth.
My teeth? All right, look at them.
Bueno, they're all there. What your name is?
Lucy.
Lucy. Oh, Lucy. Oh, it's a pretty name. Come here. I want to see you closer. Not bad. How would you like to go with me to Mexico, huh?
But I couldn't do that.
But why not?
I'm married.
Oh, well, we will not take the husband. Just you and me. We go to the bullfight. I show you good time. You know, it's a great honor to be took by Pancho Lopez into Mexico. Like, how you say, the decoration for the chest.
Please, no. Don't take me with you.
Well, your hand is shaking. For why? You afraid for me, perhaps?
A little. I've heard you kill people.
Oh, I do. But I kill only men and only evil men. And when I kill evil men, it makes me very happy, for I do good deed.
But who decides whether a man is good or evil?
I do. Now we'll get down to business. Pedro! Pedro!
Si, senor.
Bring in the old man and the husband.
Si, senor.
Ah, senora, we shall have big fun together. You will not worry much about the poor husband once you're in Mexico.
Look here. That's my wife you're talking to.
So? He's a nice little wife. I like her.
Well, I'll be.
You don't mind, do you?
No, why should he mind? He don't love her.
He is her husband who does not love her. Who are you, senor?
Me? Oh, I'm just old man Smith. It's my house you're abandoning around in.
Oh, he's all right. Now I shall ask the question. And anybody who does not tell the truth, shall be shot pronto.
Shot?
You mean it? Jim and Nettie, I only hope her husband tells a lie.
You wish the husband to be shot?
Well, I should enjoy it tremendous.
Why you wish him to be shot tremendous, huh?
Because he's trying to skin us out of this place. God damn him.
Oh. This is so, senor?
No. I came here to foreclose the mortgage I hold on this place.
Well, tell him why you want to steal it so bad. I dare you.
That is true? He wished to steal your place?
Well, ask him. I only hope to thunder he tells a lie.
Did you, senor? You will answer, please.
No.
There's your chance. Shoot him quick.
I only refused to give him a time extension.
Oh, you didn't shoot quick enough. Now ask him why he wants the place. Maybe he'll tell another lie.
Why do you want this place, senor?
Get
ready. He's going to do it.
I thought there might be oil here.
Oil? Oh. Maybe I like this place for myself.
Oh, yeah? Well, this place belongs to my nephew, Gilbert.
So the older man outside, huh? Pedro, bring in the other one.
Ah, si, senor.
We'll see who get this oil.
Say, what's coming off here, anyway?
You are the nephew who owns this ranch?
Yes.
You have been down in Canon Diablo sometime? You were there one night 5-6 years ago? You remember poor man wounded near bleed to death?
Why, yes, I do.
You do? Where he was wounded? Quick, you tell.
Shot through the shoulder.
Oh, it is you. Don't you know me? Don't you recognize who is the Pancho Lopez, what I am? Look close. No, don't look at the clothes, the face.
Good Lord. You're the man I found wounded that night.
And whose life you save is my friend. Oh, how glad I am to see you some more. It's big lucky thing I recognize you.
And you aren't going to rob him after all?
Rob him? Rob my friend? Certainly, no. I help him. In 1 little hour, his trouble go, poof, and he should be a happy man.
Say, can't you take this guy Pell with you? He'll only come back here and rob us of our oil wells.
Why, you old fool.
Yeah, he's sore anyway, because his wife's in love with my nephew. She always has been.
Oh, please.
Quiet, Uncle Henry.
I gotta tell the truth. I don't want to get shot.
It is true, my friend. You love her?
Uncle Henry, what did you say that for?
Well, he says he can fix things. Let him try.
So, senor, it is true. I can see it in your eyes. And in hers. Ah, she's very beautiful. Oh, I shall miss her. However, what is one lady between friends? You shall have her. Hey, senora, please, you love my good friend Gilbert.
Oh, please. We can't discuss a thing like this.
Senora, your husband is bad friend for you. He beat you sometime?
Why do you think that?
I have seen ladies well beat. It is in the eyes, like the horses and dogs. Is true? Answer me. Tell me truth.
Yes. Yes, it's true. He tried to brand me with a hot iron.
He tried to what?
Shut up, Lucy.
Oh, I think your husband is evil man. But fear no more, senor. I shall make you also happy. Eh?
But what are you going to do?
Kill him.
Kill me?
Yes, si, si. Pedro!
You're joking. You must be.
I do not like you. Nobody like you. Alive, you're no good. Dead, you make two people which I love happy.
If that's what you want, I'll give her to him. I swear I will.
I want to look at you once before I shoot you. I have never before seen man which would not fight for his woman.
No. No, he can have her. You can have her. All my money.
Ah! I never before know that even a dog could be so yellow. I do not hunt rabbits. Pedro, take him out. Tie him up good. Maybe I'll take him to Mexico with me.
Si, senor. Come along with me, you dog. Come
no,
on.
No. For the love of heaven. You can't get away with this.
I am full of what you call the disgust.
What are you going to do with him?
Why you care? Is he not the evil man what beat his wife? Maybe he'd die in Mexico. How do you like that?
That wouldn't do any good, Lopez.
Why not? The rancho with the oil wells is yours. The woman what you want to marry, she is yours for yourself personal. Tell me, my friend, have I not make you a happy man?
Stick him up, all of you.
Ah, a little surprised, eh? Put that gun down, you fool.
Now I've got you all where I want you.
The yellow dog turned tail, eh? I kill Pedro for let you go.
Shut up, all of you. Make a fool out of me, will you?
No, but he's going to shoot you.
My wife is right. Get away from him, Lucy.
I won't.
All right, then. Take what's coming to you. You can all die together.
Santa Maria del Rio de Guadalupe. How many times must I get rid of you today anyhow, huh? Now maybe you stay quiet for a long time, huh?
Oh, you killed him.
Oh, he was evil man. He tried to kill you. Pedro, take him away.
Si, senor.
He's no use for nobody now. Well, what do you do now, my friend, huh? Marry the senor?
Why, I can't now. Maybe sometime, by and by.
Well, if she's all right for by and by, why she's all wrong for now, huh? Dios, I come here, I work like Diablo all day to make you happy, and the best I get is this.
I don't mean to be ungrateful.
Ungrateful? Tapa la boca, you make me sick. No blood, no courage. Americano, nah. For you, I finish.
I'm sorry, Lopez.
Sorry, is all you can say is sorry. All right. Then you will not take, senor, eh?
We've tried to explain to you.
Well, then, I take her.
You what?
Since you're too big fool not to take her yourself, I take her myself. What do you know about him?
Oh, no, you don't. Pull up your hands, Lopez.
You will not shoot me?
I will if I have to.
Oh, the wolf in sheep's overcoat.
Is her life or yours? I'll give you just 3 seconds to get out of here. One. Two.
Don't shoot.
Is this a trick?
Si. Oh, my friend. I have made the man from you at last. Fine man, what would kill for his woman?
You're right. I would have killed you.
Oh, I know. That would make me very happy. Now you have become the man of intelligence.
Lopez, we'll never forget you.
No. Do not thank me. It's happy day for you. It's happy day for her. It's happy day for me. Adios, my friend.
Thank you, Nelson Eddy and Dorothy DeBoer, for your swell support. The Chase and Sanborn Hour with W.C. Fields, Nelson Eddy, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Dorothy DeBoer will continue in just a moment.
Well,
Well, Senor Eddie, how you feel now that I, Pedro Lopez, have made you happy, huh?
I didn't realize you were such a bold, bad man, Don.
Yeah, that was my true self coming out, Nelson. At heart, I'm a son of the wide open spaces, where men are bacon and bean eaters.
And Chase and Sanborn coffee drinkers.
That's the idea, Nelson.
For a real he-man, the outdoors is the only life.
Absolutely, Don. There's nothing like it.
There definitely isn't, gentlemen. There's nothing even a little bit like it.
Yeah, I thought you were a ladies' man, Charlie.
Well, there is a bit of a butterfly in me, but I flit around from flower to flower, but I'd much rather be just one of the boys, you
well,
know.
Well, good for you, Charlie. Yeah. Give a man a horse he can ride.
And a gun he can shoot.
Yippee! That's a life for me, too, boy. You know where I can get a toupee to put on my chest? Oh.
Charlie.
Hey, Dorothy L'Amour's calling you, Charlie.
Oh, why did I encourage her in a weak moment?
Are you almost ready to leave, Charlie?
Not now, Dottie, no. We men are talking, Dottie.
All right, I'll wait.
You better not. You better run along, Dottie. You see, we're discussing things you wouldn't understand. Men among men, you know how it is.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. McCarthy. And don't think I'll forget this.
Uh-oh, now you made her mad, Charlie.
Ah, pooh. That's all I say, just poof.
Oh, that's the spirit, Charlie. Don't ever let a woman get you down.
Ah, silly girl, silly girl. Just another moth around the flame, that's all.
Well, still, Dorothy is rather a charming girl, Charlie.
Yes, but you know, I'm more of a man's man, you know. Isn't it fun all of us pals together, huh? Rootin' pals, shootin' pals.
Yeah.
And tootin' pals? Let's not forget tootin' pals, you know.
Yeah, I wish I brought my pipe along. I always like to fire it up during a conversation like this.
What do you smoke, Don?
Oh, usually a mixture of shag and navy cut plug.
That's so. I smoke a blend called Tiger's Breath.
Have you fellas ever tried corn silk?
Mexican tobacco is very good, too, Nelson. I grew quite fond of it when I was down in Mexico on a fishing trip.
Well, what did you use for bait, Mr. Amici? Cucarachas?
Speaking of fishing, Don, I'll never forget the time I caught a giant barracuda down in Florida. 45 feet long.
Oh, boy, that's almost as big as the tarpon I land in Tahiti. 52 feet long.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to start that sort of thing, are you? I'm afraid I'm out of this, boys. You have the reach on me.
See, one of the biggest thrills I ever got was when I went after salmon in Canada, wearing hip boots.
Salmon wearing hip boots? I thought they lived in cans.
Very evident you know very little about fishing, Charlie.
Well, only deep sea fishing. I remember when I was fishing for tuna off the coast of Catalina.
Say, Nelson, have you ever fished off of Buzzard's Bay?
No, Don, I like the Adirondacks better.
Well, sir, I was fishing for tuna off the coast of Catalina.
So what?
So, well, I was just fishing, that's all. Men among men, you know.
Go ahead. Spell it.
Well, sir, one day off Catalina, or did I tell you it was Catalina? Yes, I guess it is. I met the biggest tuna you ever saw in your life. Well, sir, we fought for hour after hour.
Yeah.
You don't believe me. No. So, we fought and fought, and from dusk until dawn, you know.
Well, go on.
And from sunup to sundown, see. Well, sir, fellas, for a while there, that fish almost had me.
Almost had you, Charlie?
Yes, sir, but I finally cut the line and got away.
We three modern knights can't tuck a plume or two in our hats and go out to battle in shining armor. At least we can sing about it. So Dorothy, Charlie, and I join forces in one of those songs that come along only once in many a blue moon. A fresh new slant on the old, old subject of love. Have you got any castles to build, baby?
I have dreamed about romance a lot. Men like Galahad and Sir Lancelot. Always did the things I'd like to do. Physically, I'm not as durable, but romantically, I'm incurable. And I'd like to do the same for you. Have you got any castle that you want me to build, baby? Have you got any dragons that you want to have killed, baby? I'll get into my 70 boots. I'll get into my bulletproof suits. I'll get out my revolver that shoots. And rat-a-tat-tat-tat, down they'll go. Have you got any mortgages you want to have made, baby? Have you got any bills that you want to have laid to rest? After all my adventures on, and to bring home a dragon or two, you can tell all the papers that I did it because I love you.
That's very romantic, Don. But men aren't the only ones who can do things nowadays. Now listen, have you got any mountains that you want to have clung, baby? Have you got any oceans that you want to have swung, baby? I'll get into my seven-inch boots. I'll get into my rover-inch shoes. I'll go over the waves, I'll go over the waves. Splash, splash, have you got any continent you want me to fly, baby? Oh, there just isn't anything I wouldn't try for you. After all my adventures are through, and I hang up a record or two, you can tell all the papers that I did it because I love you.
Not bad, Dorothy, but the gangway for McCarthy. I gotta mow down a mess of dragons. Do you know any guy that you want me to scold, Dorothy? Do you know any fields that you want to have mowed, Dorothy? I'll go out and I'll clip off his toes. I'll go out and I'll pull his red nose. I'm the toughest tall timber that grows. Boop, 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 zan, zan, zan. Have you any idea what this guy said he'd do, Dorothy? With an axe and a buzzsaw, he cut me in two for me. After I take a year off to still, all the moonshine he's left in his still, you can tell all the papers that I did it because I love Bill.
The winner. The crowd gives way as he struts forward. He mutters, stutters, roars, but his bark is worse than his bite. Here he is, W.C. Fields. Well, how you feeling, Bill?
I wonder. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm already fatigued, Don. Exhausted and slightly tired, too.
Why, what's the matter, Bill?
Oh, some of my relatives dropped in last night, Don. My brother's out here. Brother Flaubert.
Well, didn't know you had a brother, Bill.
I haven't a brother, Bill. I have several other brothers, though. One died during Prohibition, Don.
Oh, that's too bad, Bill. How did that happen?
I was coming home one Sunday afternoon. His car ran into a tree. My brother bled to death whilst the constable was searching his car for liquor.
Did he bleed to death right there in that car, Bill?
All right, Don. Sunday afternoon, he crawled on his hands and knees 3 miles to the golf course to find a doctor.
I see. That was one of your other brothers, huh, Bill?
Oh, that's right, Don. I got a sister, too. Sister Della. She's a school teacher.
Was she visiting you, too, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Sister Della's here, Don. Funny thing, Don. She was crossing Hollywood Boulevard the other day, and the traffic cop put his hand out. Della kept right on going.
Yeah, well, what did the cops say, Bill?
Oh, the cop says, wait a minute, Mrs. Frobisher. That's a married name, Don. He says, the cop says, I put up my hand. Don't you know what that means? She says, I ought to. I've been a school teacher for 12 years. Yes, she said, if you want a drink of water, why don't you go over to the pump and get it? You know, that pump on Hollywood Boulevard?
Oh, yeah.
Your sister's quick at repartee,
oh,
Bill?
Oh, she is. She's good at answers, too, Don. She'll give you an answer in a flash.
Is that the sister
she'll give you an answer in a flash. A flash, I beg your
pardon. Is that the sister you said had a beautiful figure, Bill?
Yeah, that's the one, Don.
Has she still got that beautiful figure?
Has she got it? She's doubled it, Don. She's an awful hard worker, too. She'll teach school during the day and 10 bar at night. Clever, Carl. Awfully quick at answers.
Smart, huh, Bill?
Oh, yes. One day the gentleman rules next door to us. He keeps pedigree goats, Don.
Pedigree goats, Bill?
Yes, yes. He called my sister Della as she passed. He says, you have a very trim ankle, Mrs. Frobisher.
Did your sister have an answer for that one, Bill?
Oh, yes, she did, Don. I'll say she did.
Yeah?
Oh, she said that.
Yeah?
Oh, gosh, I wish I could think of what she said. Oh, it was awfully funny, though, Don. She's marvelous at repartee.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the joke Sister Della always used to tell about Sambo and Rastus?
No, Bill, you never did.
Yeah.
It's a very comical Southern story, Don. It's a very funny joke. Comical Sambo would say to Rastus, who was that lady I saw you on the street with today?
Yeah, Bill.
She'd, I wish I could think of that answer.
That's disgusting.
I'd give anything about it. It was funny. It was original, too, Don.
Yeah.
Who was that lady I saw you walking on the street with today?
Well, go ahead, Bill. Who was that lady I saw you walking on the street with today?
Oh, you know the gag, eh, Don?
No, I don't know the gag, Bill. I'm merely repeating what you said.
Oh, I thought you didn't know. It's awfully original, Don. It isn't much help, though, if you don't know the last part of it. That's the most important part, Don. Who is that lady I saw you on the street with today? I got the answer right in the tip of my tongue.
Well, come on, Mr. Field, spit it out, then.
Cease, Charles, cease. You know, Charles, I love you.
Thank you, Mr. Field.
You know why I love you, Charles?
No, I don't, Mr. Field.
I love you because you never change.
Thanks.
You're always the same.
Thank you.
That dirty little rat. Who is that lady I saw on the street with today?
Oh, I know. It wasn't a street. It was an alley.
Yeah, that... No, that is the answer, Charles.
You wouldn't admit it anyhow.
No. That isn't the answer, you unprotected whiffle tree.
Wow.
Who is that lady? Well, the first part's good anyway. Don't you think so, Don?
Oh, undoubtedly, Bill.
Well, never mind. Go ahead with the show.
Say, Bill, tell me more about your brother, Flaubert.
Flaubert, yes. You don't speak French, do you, Don? He's the most persevering fellow I've ever known, Don. He has what they call tenacity of purpose. Refuses to give up.
Very persevering, huh, Bill?
Yes, he is, Don. He's been looking for work now for 30 years. Except, of course, when he's on a holiday or resting. You know, Don, he's known as America's sleepheart.
Do you hear from him often, Bill?
He didn't say it loud enough. Oh, yes, he writes to me regularly, Don, every 2 or 3 years. I get an 11 letter from him, Don.
Is that so? Is he your little brother, Bill?
Oh, yes, he's a little brother. He's been short all his life. Here's one of his letters, Don. I'll read it.
Oh, I'd like to hear it.
Here's an excerpt. He writes, things are awfully expensive, brother. Everything is going up. I drove up to the poorhouse in my new Rolls-Royce car to see Mother Sunday. Nice. Will you send me a little N-A-D-V-N? I was a great boy, Don.
Yes, Bill.
Here's the first part I want to read. Just keep thinking how I love you. Money isn't everything. Money can't buy love. Your loving brother, Flaubert.
You know, it's funny, Bill. I had a brother about the same way.
Oh, is that so, Don?
Yeah, he's up early every morning looking for work. Goes to bed between 7 and 8 every night.
Must be an awfully large bed, Don. Okay. All right. Keep on.
Have you got any other brothers,
don't
Bill?
Don't explain. Oh, yes, I got another brother that's visiting me now, Dog. He even brought his skis with him.
Skis in August, Bill?
Yes, that's what I said to him, Don. Skis in August. I said, dear, name's Walter. He hates to mention the name Walter. I said, Walter, dear, I said, we won't have snow out here till after New Year.
Yeah, what did he say to that, Bill?
Oh, he says, that's all right, brother. I can wait. Very well. Can't wait for anything.
Yeah, Bill. Is Walter the brother who drinks so much, Bill?
Oh, that's the one, Don. Yeah. I said to him, Walter, You know, I despise intemperate people. People who drink too much, if that's possible.
Did you talk to him do him any good, Bill?
Not the slightest bit, Don. The last time I saw him, I told him he was ruining his stomach.
Did he say he'd stop drinking then?
No, Don. He said he didn't mind ruining his stomach. Said nobody will see it through that old tweed suit you gave me. Very thick suit, Don.
Well, tell me, Bill, how many people are visiting you?
Oh, just immediate family, Don. About 175.
About 175? Did you serve dinner to all those people?
Oh, yes. But the dinner had dire consequences, Don. Dire consequences. I had to fire the cook.
You did? Why, Bill?
Well, she was preparing a little dish of spaghetti with brandy sauce.
Spaghetti with brandy sauce? I never ate a dish like that, Bill.
Oh, neither did I, Don. When I went into the kitchen, I found the cook and drank. He drank all the brandy and was knitting a sweater out of the spaghetti. Ketchup and grated cheese all over the front of it.
Well, what did the other guests do for amusement?
Oh, I played games, Don. Post office. I seen them enjoy the kissing games immensely.
Were you kissed, Mr. Fields?
Yes, my diminutive little chum. Someone kissed me on the chin just before the party broke up.
Oh.
I was asleep when I went home. It seemed like a dream.
I wish I could have been there for the kissing games, Mr. Fields.
Yes, Charles, if you were a sprig of mistletoe, a self-respecting man wouldn't kiss beautiful Dorothy Lamour if she were standing beneath you.
Wow, Mr. Badger.
Bill, what other games did you play?
Oh, we played pass the bottle, Don.
Pass the bottle?
I'll throw the bottle. Someone hit Sister Dell right in the eye with a bottle.
Oh, that was terrible, Bill.
Oh, that wasn't so bad, Don. The terrible part was there were two drinks left in the bottle. It was fortunate, however, that he hit her with a bottle.
Bill, fortunate that he hit her with a bottle.
Yes, Don, she was standing right in front of an expensive stained glass window.
Oh, all right, Bill. Tell me, were there only relatives at your party?
Well, that beautiful blonde turned up again, Don.
Well, where did she come from, Bill?
I don't know. I just opened my wallet, and there she was. I might have married that girl, Don, if she hadn't insulted me.
Well, I can't see how anybody could insult you, Bill.
No, it's what I don't know how to take that, Don.
Well, what did she do?
Well, you know that beautiful Alex... You know that beautiful alligator skin bag I gave her for Christmas?
Yeah, Bill, didn't she like it?
Don, she looked me right in the eye and said, "Thank you, Billsy Wilsy. As long as I live, I'll never understand how such a beautiful bag could come from such a slimy-looking beast." Yes, it did, Don.
Were you flattered, Mr. Fields?
I was mortified.
Oh,
Charles, how would you like me to slice you into a Venetian blind?
Venetian blind. No. That's the worst one yet. That makes me shudder. You've got blonde hair, too, Mr. Fields, haven't you? Where did you get it?
I grew it, you sap.
Oh. Are you Swiss, Mr. Fields?
If I was a Swiss, Charles, I would have made a cuckoo clock out of you weeks ago.
Ah. And before we all go cuckoo, thank you, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and thank you very much, W.C. Fields.
Bill Fields throws quite a party. But life is not all frolic and frivolity. Business must go on as usual. And one of the most important people in any business firm is the person who's known as the buyer.
Yeah, if you can get credit, James.
No. No, cash, Charlie. The buyer must get the highest quality materials at the lowest possible prices.
As example, something for nothing?
Yeah, that's a broad example, Charlie. But in any home, the success of a housewife depends on knowing a great deal about everything she buys.
Uh-huh. And she who knows not and knows not she knows nothing. Avoid her, huh?
Quiet, Charlie. Uh-huh. So I'm sure everyone listening will be interested in this important information about coffee.
Oh.
When you buy perishable foods like milk and eggs and vegetables, you want them fresh, when their flavor is best. So please remember, freshness is just as important in another perishable food, coffee. Any brand of coffee can taste bitter and rancid when it's stale. But when it's fresh, a blend gives you all the goodness it has. And if it's a blend with plenty of goodness to start with, coffee that's rich and full of flavor, then that blend, freshly roasted, will bring you the height of enjoyment in coffee. That's why Chase and Sanborn dated coffee is so popular. It's a superb blend, roasted fresh every day, and rushed to grocers everywhere by 3,500 rapid delivery cars. Right now, one of our great ovens near you is warm and fragrant with the roasting of this superb blend. And from there, it's rushed to your grocer with the date of delivery clearly marked on every bag. Your guarantee of freshness. What's more, by delivering coffee fresh from roasting and dating every pound, we can give you freshness without expensive containers. Instead, this freshly roasted coffee comes in a money-saving dated bag. And the saving in container costs goes to give you richer, higher quality coffee at a much lower price than you'd normally pay for such a delicious blend. Try Chase and Sanborn dated coffee, either hot or iced. Buy a pound from your grocer tomorrow. Nelson Eddy singing one of the greatest masterpieces of Italian opera, the song Germont sings in Verdi's La Traviata, when he pleads with his son to forget his unhappy love affair, leave Paris and begin life over again in his happy childhood home of Provence by the sea. Nelson Eddy singing Di Provenza.
Di Provenza amare il sol chi dal cuore ti cancello. Ti cancello di Provenza e mare il suol, qual natio fuggente so, qual destino ti furrò, qual destino ti furrò, qual natio fuggente so, oramenta pur nel duol. Pace col sol su te splendere ancora può, e che pace col sol su te splendere ancora può. Dio mi guida, Dio me.
one cuore ti trovo ancor. Dio me sa dei.
Nelson Eddy, W.C. Fields, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Dorothy L'Amour and Robert Armbruster. And may I say to those of you who have listened to this broadcast that this hour with you is made possible by your purchases of Chase and Sanborn dated coffee. Such purchases are the finest way of telling us that you enjoy our show. Next week, we'll all be looking forward to meeting you again. So until next Sunday at the same time, this is yours sincerely, Don Amici, saying au revoir. Were Feel Like a Million from Broadway Melody of 1938, Play Gypsies from Countess Maritza, The First Time I Saw You from The Toast of New York, and Have You Got Any Castles, Baby from The Varsity Show. This is Carlton Cadell speaking for the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, and as always, peace.